From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Arkansas police say the death toll has risen in flash floods caused by heavy downpours that swept away two campgrounds. Emergency workers in southwestern Arkansas say family members are reporting at least two dozen others still missing. Renee Pressler of the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management says rescuers are searching along the Caddo and Little Missouri rivers.
The general assumption right now is you're looking for anybody and everybody.
Many campers were sleeping when the flash floods hit. A Massey Energy coal miner has been ordered back to work temporarily in response to a whistleblower complaint filed with the Labor Department. NPR's Howard Berkus reports a federal administrative law judge ruled that the miner was likely terminated because he repeatedly complained about safety problems at a Massey mine.
The ruling reinstates Ricky Lee Campbell to his job as a coal shuttle car driver and roof bolter at Massey Energy's Slip Ridge Cedar Grove mine in West Virginia. Campbell had claimed that he was fired because of his complaints about faulty brakes and pedals on Slip Ridge shuttle cars, as well as a newspaper and video interview about danger at the Upper Big Branch mine, where 29 miners died in a massive explosion April 5th. Campbell had worked at Upper Big Branch just before the blast. Federal Administrative Law Judge Zane Gill said the safety complaints at Slip Ridge alone and the hostile response of mine managers are enough to justify reinstatement. The Labor Department has until the end of July to file a complaint and seek Campbell's permanent return to work. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Massey Energy says it plans to appeal. It's going to be at least July before BP can capture most of the oil spilling from a damaged well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Revised government figures estimate 50,000 barrels are leaking each day. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen describes the new system in the works.
We will probably shift from a containment cap we have right now to a more hard cap, which will help us to capture more, if not all, of the oil that's coming out of the wellhead.
Meantime, Florida officials are demanding that more be done as the oil spreads to beaches around Pensacola. President Obama is again urging Congress to send him a package of tax cuts and other incentives to help small business owners in this country. The legislation would get rid of capital gains taxes for investments in small businesses and encourage people to open new businesses by offering tax relief to startups. Joren van der Sloot has been ordered held in Peru. The man suspected in the disappearance of American Natalie Holloway back in 2005 in Aruba is now charged with first-degree murder and robbery in the killing of a Lima college student. A Peruvian judge has determined today that the Dutch man had acted with great cruelty. Police say he has confessed. Van der Sloot is to be held in jail pending trial. Retail sales dropped more than 1% in May after 8 consecutive monthly gains. Stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points to 10,141. The Nasdaq is up 6. This is NPR. Lawyers for O.J. Simpson have asked a Nevada Supreme Court panel to overturn his conviction in an armed hotel room heist 3 years ago and grant a new trial. Attorneys for the imprisoned former football star and convicted co-defendant Clarence Stewart argue that neither man got a fair trial. Both were convicted of robbing two sports memorabilia dealers of items that Simpson claimed were his own. Simpson was acquitted of killing his ex-wife and her friend in 1994. A former trader at French bank Société Générale is sticking up for his colleague, Jerome Carviel. Carviel is accused of gambling away $6 billion of the bank's money. As Anita Elash reports, court testimony today backs Carviel's version of events.
Carviel admits he pushed the system further than other traders did, but he maintains his bosses knew all along he was making risky bets far above his limit. Benoit Tailleux backed up Curviel's story. He said he didn't know Curviel, but told the court his superiors must have noticed his trades and earnings did not correspond to set limits. The former trader said Curviel may be guilty, but he couldn't be the only one. He said that during his 7 years at the bank, he noticed a steady growth in risk-taking. Tailleux is the first witness who no longer works at Société Générale. Curviel's lawyer argues that current employees can't tell the truth because they want to protect their jobs. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
Developing nations lashed out at a new UN document released by negotiators at climate talks in Germany, while environmentalists complain it doesn't go far enough to battle global warming. The document comes at the end of 2 weeks of talks in Bonn. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.